In the past few months, there's been a lot of attention on the conflict in the Middle East, overshadowing Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. That war's been grinding along for more than 4 years, devastating Ukraine's people while causing huge numbers of casualties on both sides. But recently, Moscow's been on the back foot, and Kyiv might be finding a way to pressure Russia into an eventual peace deal that's better for Ukraine and its people. So, what's Ukraine been doing? Lately, it's hit Russia's capital, Moscow, with its largest attack since the start of Russia's invasion. Drones hit a major oil refinery. Residents looked on at huge plumes of smoke and flames. Flights were also suspended at all Moscow airports. One senior Ukrainian minister said the point was to show Russia the sort of suffering Ukrainians face. Or as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky put it, if Ukraine burns, your Moscow will burn.
If Putin does not want to end this war and wants to continue it, we will not sit quietly. We will respond.
Defence analyst John Loff says the strikes make sense.
To demonstrate to the Russian elites and to Russian citizens at large that this war is going badly for Russia, there's no easy way to end it.
The attack deep in Russian territory even prompted some hardliners in the Kremlin to call for retaliation with nuclear weapons. Perhaps this is a sign of desperation, because as analysts point out, Ukraine's been putting Russia's military under a lot of pressure. The war might seem like a stalemate, but on the ground, Ukraine's dominance with high-tech drones is showing. These AI-powered flying weapons are hitting Russian supply lines, stopping them from moving vital military and logistical supplies to troops. Even Russia's war bloggers concede driving highways of occupied Ukraine is now a dangerous lottery. This means despite persistent assaults, Russia's struggling to take territory. Now, Russia's still much bigger than Ukraine, but in recent months, it's believed the Kremlin's ability to recruit new soldiers has been outpaced by its casualties. In other words, its army is shrinking. So what does this mean for efforts to try and end the war? Well, US President Donald Trump promised to end the conflict in a day, but his administration's efforts have fizzled out. He's also cut back assistance to Ukraine, leaving Europeans to pick up the tab. But Ukraine's leaders say they need more military help, and Volodymyr Zelensky's been pressing his case at recent G7, EU and NATO meetings. As one of his conditions for peace, Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, wants a significant region in the east called Donbass, a traditional industrial heartland. Trouble is, he hasn't taken it all, and Ukraine doesn't want to hand over land Russia hasn't occupied. John Loff says Ukraine's latest attacks against Russia aim to bring it to the negotiating table.
Ukraine is not finished yet in this war. Despite Russia's many advantages, Russia is not fighting this war at the moment very successfully.
Australia is part of a group of nations providing support to Ukraine and has just given the country an additional $100 million. Every little bit could count as Ukraine fights for an eventual peace on what it hopes will be favourable terms.